All right, back here on Wildcat Insider, 537 1350 866 776 1350. If you have questions or comments, final Wildcat Insider of the 2016-17 athletic year here at K-State. Vote in the Twitter poll, the game KMAN. You can also shoot your questions or comments that way. If you got them here on the show, you will hear from Carlos Strickland, very talented wide receiver we got to see for the first time on Saturday at 540. And Skylar Thompson later on here this segment, the redshirt freshman quarterback. The quarterbacks, I thought, I've said many times, mixed bag in the game, but we did see some positives, I think. Alex Delton seems like a capable enough number two quarterback. We know that the legs are ahead of the arm, and that is why K-State last year started to develop a package for him to get him out on the field and just utilize his athleticism. That will be an intriguing thing to monitor this year, if that still will exist, just because of how deep they are at running back and all the skill positions, and Jesse Ertz can run the football as well. But I think Alex Delton did prove that he can be a capable backup if K-State had to turn to him in the 2017 season. Have not gotten a chance just to see him sling the ball that much. 33 passes in the game. He goes 21 to 33 for 249, a touchdown, and two picks. One of those really was a tough luck interception for Alex Delton in the game. Now, for Skylar Thompson, that is the guy that everybody really wanted to see, and it again has created a somewhat awkward situation for Alex Delton, where Jesse Ertz has become in some ways a fan favorite. He's won the quarterback job, and Skylar Thompson now is what Alex Delton used to be, the backup that people have been excited about for a while now. Thompson goes 10 of 17, 112 yards, no touchdowns. He did throw one interception as well in the game. He had 10 carries for a net, negative 12 yards on the game, but he did have 20 yards gained, some losses thrown in there with sacks and whatnot for Skylar Thompson. But not a lot of the stuff that he was doing in the game was – he just looked very in control, especially that first drive. He marched the team right down the field for an early field goal, and he just seemed like – he was running a lot of the basic stuff K-State was running. Very crisp. It was just a very crisp job by him of that. Some of the passes down the line that we've seen K-State quarterbacks have trouble with in the past. You think back to 2015 and Joe Huebner really struggled to throw the down-the-line type of pass. With all the short, quick receivers K-State has, like Isaiah Harris, Dominique Heath, when he is healthy, that I think can be a big weapon for this team and an extension of the running game. And Skylar Thompson looks like someone who can do that as well as throw the deep ball, which, as I said, it was impressive to watch him uncork the ball to Corey Sutton right off the bat that was caught up in the air by Sutton, who went up and high-pointed it. You know that the guy can throw the ball deep, but he had his short game working as well and just did not seem very rattled at all. But he has not yet surpassed Alex Delton. If you're thinking Skylar Thompson may be the backup quarterback going into the fall, not the case, says Bill Snyder.
Skylar probably, you know, will end up being our number three quarterback. At this point in time, going into the fall, he'll be our number three quarterback based on, you know, what I've seen so far. But it's close.
And you know that there will always be the opportunity for competition there to change things if Skylar Thompson does win the coaches over in the fall. Bottom line is, this is a very good position for K-State to be in. You have an established veteran in Jesse Ertz, who seems poised for a big step forward. You have a solid backup in Alex Delton, who not only is pretty talented and has a, you know, a really established trait that is, maybe elite is the wrong word, but at least at a really good level for a quarterback in his legs. And you also have a young up-and-comer who looks like the future in Skylar Thompson. And that's who we're going to hear from right now. Skylar Thompson talked with us after the game. It was my first opportunity to get a chance to speak with Skylar Thompson. I came away very impressed. He feels like he made a lot of improvements, not only in the spring game, but just throughout the entire spring practice period.
Overall evaluation of the spring, I felt like, you know, I progressed a lot. I came in here, you know, had something to prove, and I felt like I did that today. You know, I still have long ways to go, a lot to work on, you know, and that's it's a good thing. So
that first drive, you were going to Corey Sutton just about every single play, it seemed like. Is that kind of a relationship you guys have there, Easy?
I mean, it was just kind of before the game started, you know, kind of anticipating what coverage I was going to see. And, you know, I just liked my matchup over there and got a soft corner. And, you know, just we had good timing and we made some plays.
Was today pretty indicative of how your practice has been this spring?
I would say so. you know, from practice one to practice, I mean, to the spring game, how much improvement I've made on personally evaluation myself. I just think I've made a lot of progress. But, you know, the beauty in it all is, like I said earlier on the week, is I got a lot of long ways to go, and I'm really excited to you know, start making my way towards my weaknesses and, you know, just getting better.
There's a lot of depth at the skill positions on this offense. How important is this summer for you and a lot of these other young guys on this roster?
I think it's really important just because we have a lot of young guys. He's got a little taste of Isaiah Harris and Corey. DJ, I mean, we got some young guys that are going to be here for a while, and you know, it's just going to be important for us to get together, throw routes on air when we can, you know, on our own, getting in extra work and getting that timing right and getting on the same page with things. I mean, just like, I mean, I'm assuming you guys could kind of just see that in the first drive today. To me and Corey, you know, I just felt really comfortable with it, knew where he was going to be at, and he knew where I was going to put the ball, and you know, it works out a lot better that way. So that's definitely, I mean, our objective this summer is to get together as much as possible, you know, work on the things you need to work on, and, you know, just focus on our weaknesses. So
today was kind of a big day for you. It was kind of your debut to these K-State fans. Just how much fun was it going out there, throwing the ball around in live action in front of that crowd?
It was really fun. I was really anxious to get it started, and I was really happy with how I did the first, you know, two drives. I felt like I was in rhythm. Everything was clicking. It just all around. It was a great experience, and you know, I knew I was gonna come in here with, you know, some people looking at me and wanting to see how I would do, and I felt like I did well in that aspect.
You mentioned that. I mean, are you kind of aware of how excited some of the fans are to see you? I mean, you kind of become the guy everyone's wanted to see for a while now.
Yeah, my, you know, we got Twitter and stuff, you know, and people tweet me out quite a bit about, you know, future and this and that. And like I said earlier on the interviews this week, is I just try to, you know, not really pay much attention to that, and try to kind of, you know, put that over my head and, you know, just focus on myself and, you know, just improving each and every day. I have a long ways to go, and, you know, I'm just really excited to start working towards that and, you know, trying to get myself in that position to achieve those things.
All right, there is K-State quarterback Skylar Thompson. Seems like he has a pretty good handle on things as far as being the guy that the fans are excited about and knowing where things are at with his place in the K-State football program at this point in time. We're still not done here on Wildcat Insider. The final Wildcat Insider of the 2016-17 school year. One of the guys that Skylar Thompson may be throwing to for a while. These could be the two guys that are the big connection on down the road. It's Skylar Thompson and Carlos Strickland. You'll hear from him when we return here on Wildcat Insider. There's one change that's made a huge difference for him at K-State, and it was interesting to hear him tell us about it. You got that coming up next here on the show.